There's a great event coming up that I'm pretty excited about getting to take part in, first time since I've been back, but it's the second annual, and it is the Marion Pumpkin Glow and Stroll at Heartland Regional. I have John Pfeiffer with the Women's Center in this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, April.
I have to ask all about this event because this looks like a lot of fun.
It is. I think a lot of times when you have small kids or you don't have small kids, you know, Halloween can be about candy and sweets and overdosing on things like
sure.
And so we worked with Herbie Voss over at Heartland about a year and a half ago to come up with something that was different, but at the same time built awareness that the Women's Center was in Williamson County. And this is what we came up with. Behind Heartland, there's what they call a serenity path around a pond. It's about a quarter of a mile oval. And we set up our 500 pumpkins on these nice plastic wrapped bales of hay that McKinney's Western store here in Marion lets us use for the weekend. And, you know, that they're just around this entire path. People just walk around at their own pace. Sure, they can have a brownie or a cookie or a cup of hot chocolate.
That doesn't hurt.
That's fine, but it's just a low-key alternative. They can go at their own pace. And the thing that was most amazing to me last year is, you know, kids have such great imaginations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you stake out a little place and you're at this little cluster of six or eight pumpkins, and then you see 10 kids come through and call one particular pumpkin 8 completely different things. Oh, look at that. It's a great thing for kids, for parents, for old people like me to just come out and walk around and kind of take a deep breath.
Oh, what a nice experience. And I think anymore, it's all about the experience that you get to share with others. And it looks so pretty. I mean, really, honestly, gets you into that fall and Halloween spirit very quickly when you see some of the pictures from last year. But this is coming up October 25th and 26th. Is that right?
Yeah, we've carefully, you know, picked the date, not just so it was close to Halloween, but sunset on the 25th is about 6:02 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So the experience gets a little better as the sun goes down. It gets a little darker by 6:30, quarter to 7, and you see the sort of whole effect of the thing as it evolves.
Wonderful. John, is this something that people need to buy tickets for, or how do they take part?
No, they just need to show up. Now, if you're coming in, whether you're coming from the east or the west, you turn at the entrance to Heartland, that's just a little bit west of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to the second left.
So okay.
The first one gets you into the main hospital parking lot. Go to the second left, the one that's a little further south, and come on in and follow the lights and follow the other people. It's the employee parking lot, which isn't used very much between 6 and 9, so it works out nice for everyone.
The second annual Marion Pumpkin Glow and Stroll at Heartland Regional. It's coming up the weekend of October 25th and 26th. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the stroll this year.
Sounds good.